Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to TipDB Finance, where I'm joined by Brian Noble, who's the founder at Trader Noble, which is a, is it a market analytics service? How would you describe it, Brian?
Yeah, it's about, it gives an economic commentary on a daily basis on nine individual markets with updated emails during the day, depending on how many positions get hit.
Right, and it's, I have to say, it's one of the few, out of the thousands of emails I get a day, the few things I actually read and keep an eye out, because it's also, you're quite a barometer on whether, you know, like this week we had the big move in the market, whether it's a buying opportunity, panic opportunity, jump out the window opportunity, or just, you know, a normal trading week.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's been strange. Everybody knows the market is overvalued. Everybody's afraid to be long, but yet nobody wants to be short because the buy the dip, as we saw yesterday, reinforced itself. And amazingly, the biggest investor in the stock market, US stock market, this year has been the Swiss National Bank. So they've been
apart from their triumph on controlling currency, they decided to go in there. What could possibly go wrong?
And allegedly, they're the biggest shareholder in Facebook. So is that insider trading or what? You know,
well, that's all very nice. So I mean, on a week like this week, you know, you really do need to be cold, you know, level-headed, and you know, cold with a cool mind. How do you achieve that?
Yeah, I mean, it was set up because we're talking about the VIX. You know, the VIX has only spent 11 days below 10 in the last 28 years, and we toed them last week. And every time the VIX breaks 10 within a week or a few weeks, we generally have some sort of a crash in the market. And lo and behold, a week later, Trump comes out and does his thing, and then the S&P has its biggest fall since November, and the Nasdaq its biggest fall since last June.
So the VIX is a great contrary indicator, really.
Totally. And everyone was saying, it doesn't matter, the VIX doesn't matter, it's nice and calm. I think we're going to be for a really volatile summer coming up. I think the political thing in the States is going to get worse. There's no doubt the US economy is slowing down, apart from the employment numbers, because there's no average earnings. And once you don't have any wage inflation, it's very hard to be a long-term bull in the stock market.
People can borrow. They've got credit cards. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, if you saw that on Wednesday, in the middle of everything, when the stock market was setting off, the New York Fed came out and said that the margin debt was the highest since 2008, higher than 2008 before the last GFC crisis. So, I mean, the consumer certainly borrowed up to his yin-yangs again. So, yeah.
Okay. And so basically, you come up with these calls during the day. Do you ever get, like, caught up in the hysteria? Or is it just something that you're so used to it, you're a wise old head now?
Well, I can't afford it with all my subscribers, so I have to try and keep a calm head. You know, if we get hit on too many positions, like, for example, yesterday when the stock market sold off a half an hour after I posted yesterday morning, I suddenly had six positions on board. So immediately you're doing updated emails to try and get out of some of the trades. I wish I had been in a sleep vacuum and hadn't woken up till 1 o'clock yesterday. It would have been a much better day. But as it turned out, whatever market was hit yesterday, all my buy levels resulted in huge gains for anybody who stayed with the positions.
Right. I mean, the other final thing, which is which I've seen as a broker and obviously beyond as well, is that no matter how good the service is, people have a lot of difficulty in actually following a service, especially if it's correct, let's say. Have you got any tricks of the trade on that front?
No, well, I mean, I think my updated emails are key, and it's a very honest service, so I'm not claiming points that are not there. You know, as soon as I do a trade or I get hit on a position, I get out, or if I revise my take profit level, I straight away email everybody. And most of my members would have a separate email address, so it's not getting stuck in their own inbox. So they'd have an alert, so for the three or four emails that I might send on a daily basis, they can react straight away.
Right, so, and if people want to know more about this, what's it, tradernoble.com?
Tradernoble.com, yes.
And you're there, you're personally dealing with people, are you?
All the time. I mean, my platinum members, I'm today in London now, for example, I'm meeting three platinum clients today. I'm meeting one tomorrow morning before I speak at the London Forex. So it's a very much a hands-on service, and, you know, the people need that, because, you know, the big problem that we have in the markets is not enough education. And that's what I find is huge lacks over the last few years, is people are trading and they don't know what they're doing. And the one thing about my service, okay, you might be able to make money initially, but it'll stop you losing money. And as you get into the service, then, you will make money over time.
So it's very important to read your critique of the day, I mean, where we are and what to look out for and things like that, not just follow the, buy the S&P 2374 where the stop was at 2367. I mean, not to follow it in a robotic fashion.
Well, what guys do is they put the orders on first when they come through, and then to read the take a half an hour, go and read and study. Basically, when you're trading, you're effectively a mini economist. I've done most of the work for you. Every day is different, and you build up your knowledge base. And that's what I try to educate the guys. It's not just a call service, it's also an educational service.
Okay, well, I know you're in for the London Forex Expo, so hopefully people can see you and meet and greet you tomorrow, Saturday the 20th. But in the meantime, thanks for coming in, Brian, and hopefully we'll see you back on Tip TV soon.
Thank you, Zach, for having me.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.